In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com now.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. Just a couple of minutes introduction to the Bible Views radio show. You can hear it in the KLTV listening audience every Sunday afternoon from 2 o'clock to 3 p.m. every Sunday. And then just like my Saturday Ron Caskey show, they're both archived over on my website at www.ronkasky.com. So that's R-O-N-C-A-S-K-E-Y. .com. Now, I'm inviting you to stay tuned to this one-hour show today, and what the Bible Views radio show, pretty normal standard operating procedure. I usually read some articles that pertain to your church, your household, to Christians, to homeschooling, things that affect our lives as Christians here in the United States. Then I go down some headlines that I get out of the Sword of the Lord every week that you're not going to get in the left-wing nut socialist media. And I read some of those headlines and describe some of those. I usually sing a song off of one of my albums. I've recorded 5 gospel albums, stereo albums, 50 songs. And I normally pull one of those off and play it, usually by about the start of the second segment of my Bible Views radio show. Then I invite you, if you're stationary, to grab a Bible and follow through with me in your Bible on what does the Bible have to say about financial freedom? What does the Bible have to say about investing? What does the Bible have to say about giving, lending, charging interest, paying interest, collecting interest? What is the Bible? See, there's 450 some odd verses in the Bible on wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. There's 15 on poverty. So I break that down every Sunday. I talk about Joseph, the first financial planner in the Bible. I talk about taking offerings, financing the church. Just all kinds of things, and it's all from the Bible. What does the Bible have to say about God's money? It's all God's money. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Once again to the Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey, I'm your host, and I'm here every week at this same time. Grab a pen, piece of paper. You may call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment starting tomorrow morning. I'll bring you information to your home or your office. I'll show you how to capture the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. I'll show you and your spouse how to get lifetime income till death or 120 years old, and my time doesn't cost you a penny ever. So give me a call. Here's my numbers, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Give me a call for a no-cost appointment starting tomorrow morning, and I'll bring you that information. And again, my time doesn't cost you a penny ever. I always try to read headlines out of the Sword of the Lord, news that you'll never get in the liberal media and the Democrat-run press. You'll never see this kind of information, and I get it out of the Sword of the Lord. So, noteworthy news, alarming study of the world's largest religious groups. And understand, there's 4,200 known religions, but only one that serves a living God. Only one Christianity. Only one that serves a risen and Savior and prays to a live God. All others pray to a dead God. Period. End of story. And so, alarming study. Christianity has been the largest religion in the world for centuries. But is that streak coming to an end? A new study by MyCross, that's the name of the company, shows that while Christians still greatly outnumbered Muslims in 2025, Islam dominated the internet. And they say in just a few more years, the way they're invading and trying to take over the United States, they say in just a few more years, there will be enough Muslims voting in the United States to establish Sharia law and so on. So online religious jewelry store MyCross recently analyzed the most common faiths in the world using a variety of factors to determine online visibility. The results? Christianity has the most followers around the world, with Islam trailing by almost half a billion. Hinduism comes in third with just over a billion adherents, followed by Buddhism, Sikhism, Judaism, Jainism, Spiritism, blah, 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 Shinto, and on and on and on, rounding out the top 10. According to the study, there were 2.52 billion Christians globally compared to 1.9 billion Muslims, but they're gaining ground. Hinduism is the only other religion on the list to break a billion followers. Buddhism comes in at just over 530 million and so on. So when it comes to online popularity, however, at least as judged by online searches, Islam tops the list. And so the editor says in this article, the terms Christian and Christianity are used to cover anybody and everybody who identifies as Christian. Obviously, a lot of Christian groups are far afield from what the Bible says or what Christianity is. And if all of the ones who claim to be a Christian really were, and I preached a sermon, I preached it here on the radio and in Texas, that woe to them that are at ease in Zion. And the church is asleep, folks. And all professing Christians are not possessing Christians. Teen accused of planning mass shooting at Florida church faces child porn charges. A Florida teenager has been arrested for allegedly planning a mass shooting at a church, and also faces child pornography charges. Most of these people shooting churches up and so on are either transes, or they're LGBTQIA, or they're pornography freaks, and they're the ones doing the mass shootings. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department arrested 14-year-old Jose Pagan Jr. HCSO served a search warrant, that's the sheriff's office, at the residence where they found multiple firearms. And wait a minute, what happened to all of the laws these stupid Democrats are passing? I'm telling you, when they pass these laws, it doesn't affect criminals. And so they found multiple firearms, ammunition, electronic devices containing child sexual abuse material, and the age of the individual involved does not lessen the seriousness of these crimes, said Sheriff Chad Cronister. Pagan was also reportedly linked to a neo-Nazi satanic group called the Temple of Love, according to the Tampa Bay-based Fox 13 group. The group believes that violence can be used to advance a spiritual enlightenment. Really? This story reminds us that we are living in a time when churches are very much at risk, large or small, urban or rural. You need to have security issues in place. The safety of you and your church family is too important to be lax on this issue. Here's another one. Major medical group comes out against gender transition for minors. Well, duh. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons has issued a statement recommending its members delay gender reassignment surgeries for patients until the age of 19. Are you kidding me? Good night. And these schools are allowing preteens to not even notify the parents that they want to trans and so on. The statement cited adolescents developing emotional and mental states juxtaposed with the permanence of such surgeries for a low certainty that transitioning at that age brought a favorable risk-benefit ratio. Really? Here's another one. Admission by former trans pusher is shocking. Case manager Jamie Reed helped facilitate the chemical and surgical mutilation of more than 1,500 children at St. Louis Children's Hospital in Missouri. She should have been shot by that's criminal. Before her conscience forced her to blow the whistle on the gender transition industry. And so when I say shot, I'm talking about a firing squad instead of putting her in prison where we have to spend $80,000 a year taking care of her for the next 100 years. And that's what I mean. I'm not advocating somebody go out and shoot her. Not only is that industry blatantly committing insurance fraud while willfully deceiving parents and children, but they are also taking advantage of mentally ill children just to make a profit, Reed says. The born in the wrong body lie, and it is a lie, is crumbling in the face of hard science, scientific evidence. For years, the trans pushers have claimed, without a shred of scientific evidence, that boys could have girl brains and vice versa. None of them have a brain. But when the LGBTQIA mafia learned that UCLA had designed a research project to study MRI brain scans of transgender individuals to see if that claim was true, the LGBTQIA forced the university to shut the study down. See, I'm telling you that they don't have a brain. They have no common sense. They have no conscience. They are satanic atheists, along with 90% of the politicians out there. And that's what you get. One more in pro-life news and views. NIH discontinues fetal tissue research funding. The Trump administration announced a pro-life policy change that advocates have pursued for more than two decades. Effective the date of this notice, announced the National Institute of Health, NIH funds will not be permitted for research using human fetal tissue from elective abortions. Pro-life advocates have pointed out the ethical issues behind funding such research for years. I mean, under Vladimir Biden, they funded millions and millions of dollars into that. After an unborn baby is aborted, the child's remains are then sold to researchers who use them as raw material for experiments intended to promote health science. In reality, human fetal tissue is a euphemism for what the average person would easily recognize as unborn baby body parts. Going back to the George W. Bush administration, pro-life advocates have called for an end to government funding of research using the remains of aborted babies. And once again, Trump is moving in the right direction, and the Democrats are fussing about it. You know, I hear this all the time. Well, it's a fight between the Democrats and the Republicans. No, it's not. It's not has nothing to do with it does. It's Democrats and Republicans, but the bottom line, folks, is the war today and has always been since the creation of man and the fall of man, and Satan and his angels being kicked out of heaven and so on. It's always been a war between God and Satan. That's it. It's not Democrats and Republicans. It's not Christians and Muslims and so on. Bottom line is, it's between God and Satan. And there is a line drawn in the sand. And you can't straddle that line. Either you are for God or you are for Satan. You can't straddle that. That's why I call these politicians, and they're not only the Democrats that are satanic atheists, the rhinos, anybody who talks against Christians and the Bible and church are satanic atheists. You can't be both. And 1 Corinthians, what is it, 5:17, that says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. You can't, once you're born again, you're still not perfect, but you're on your way to heaven. And Paul said in Romans, and he listed a whole page of nothing can separate you from Jesus Christ. Things present, things to come, things above the earth, things under the earth. Nothing can separate you from your faith in Jesus Christ. And of course, there are denominations out there that say you can lose your salvation. No, you can't. If you're not saved by works, how are you going to lose your salvation by works? You can't do it. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Time's up. Give me a call. Let me help you with your money. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment this coming week. Now, stay tuned. I will be right back.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money. And if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off. Welcome back to my second segment of today's Bible Views radio show. And believe it or not, we're going to get over to the Bible, and we're going to start my third or fourth session on the separation of the wheat and the tares. And we're going to start over there in Matthew. I can't find it right now, but get your Bibles out if you're stationary, and we'll continue that series today of the separation of the wheat and the tares, and I'll go back and bring you up to speed and tell you what we're talking about here. In the meantime, let me play a song for you. I played it on yesterday's Ron Caskey show. It's a song I recorded years ago, and I still sing it in churches, but with all the chaos, see, the problem today is the lost world has no hope. That's why it's so chaotic, and that's why there are so many psychoanalysts today, and therapists, and consultants, and all of this nonsense, because they're trying to take care of a problem that's a sin problem, and they can't do it because their most psychoanalysts are lost as a goat in themselves. And so, nevertheless, if you're not saved, if you've never been born again, you have no hope. But those of us who are born again, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And so in the midst of all of this chaos, I want to just remind you with this song. We are sheltered in the arms of God. Here's a great song. Hope it's a blessing to you. Stay tuned.
I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. In paths that I must trod, I have no fear when Jesus walks beside me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and naught of earth shall harm me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
The arms of God.
Soon I shall hear the call from heaven's portals. Come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trod. I'll fall asleep and wake in God's new heaven, sheltered safe within the arms of God.
The arms of God.
So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise.
Sheltered in the arms of God, we need to talk, folks. Before you even think about money, retirement, or anything else, you got to settle that issue of eternity. And when the rapture takes place, there aren't any do-overs. There's no mulligans. You can't. It's in the twinkling of an eye. It's not like you hear the trumpet, okay, I'm going to get right with God. Too late. There are no do-overs after the rapture. You will be left behind to go through 3.5 years of tribulation, 3.5 years of great tribulation, and then the 1,000-year reign of Christ, and then eternity begins. And I'm telling you, there's no do-overs after the rapture of the church. So now, behold, now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. So we got to deal with that first, and then we'll take care of your retirement and anything else you want to talk about. By the way, you can do that with me on the phone. And I have this discussion frequently with preachers. I do have another pet peeve. Here it is. Not only killing live babies called abortion, gun control, but here's another pet peeve. Now, don't take this. Well, I don't care how you take it. I believe in talking to people about the Lord. I believe in handing out gospel tracts, but I believe more about living a testimony in front of people rather than cramming it down their throats and then keeping score on Facebook. I have a serious problem with these preachers that ought to be running 10, 15,000 in their church if all of the numbers they post every day on the internet, I went out soul winning today and this person got saved and this person got saved and blah, 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 and they're keeping score on Facebook and is still running a handful of people in their church. No, they didn't write. And I'm telling you, I got a problem with that. And so I believe in talking to people about the Lord, but more importantly, I believe if you lived the proper kind of life in front of them as a Christian, they'd come to you. Like I'm telling you, years ago, I'll give you his name, Jerry Rubin, back in the 60s, he was part of the Chicago Seven. And he was anti-American and right on down the line, and And then he switched and he got into business and for a while out in California. He ran ads in USA Today, and he called me on the phone. He said, come out and stay with me and answer the phone and work these ads for me in USA Today. And I did. And one day he came to me and he said, I want to go where you're going. And he was a Jew. And as far as I know, he became what they call a completed Jew. That's a saved, born again Jew. I'll never forget. He said, I want what you got. I want to go where you're going. I didn't try to cram it down his throat. I just lived it in front of him until he came around and said, I want what you got. Years ago, back in the 60s, mid-60s, I had hemorrhoid surgery. I don't want to get gross here, but I went in the hospital for hemorrhoid surgery. I wouldn't wish that on anybody, but I'll never forget. I checked into the hospital, and the nurse knew me because I spent a lot of time visiting folks in the hospital, and they put me in this room with two beds, but the other bay was empty. And the nurse came in, and she said, now, Reverend, no, there's only one Reverend, that's God. But anyway, she said, Reverend, when that person comes back from surgery, if you want to change rooms, just let me know. And I said, man, I can't wait now. And so sure enough, a little while longer, this they pulled the bed in, and it was this motorcycle gang member. In fact, he was head of the Bandidos. That's the Hell's Angels in Texas. He was head of the Bandidos. His name was Hutch Morley. Now, that's been, what, 60 years ago, nearly? And they rolled him in, and sure enough, man, he was a biker. Nothing wrong with a biker, but he looked the part. Every night, his gang would come into that room. They'd shut the door. They'd smoke pot. They'd carry on, and I'd go over there and I'd read my Bible and turn my light off and close my eyes and go sound asleep. About the third day after my surgery, one day he turned to me and he said, "You know what?" He said, "I've watched you for three nights now," and he said, My gang comes in here and we raise havoc, and you just lay over there and read your Bible and turn your light out and you're sound asleep. He said, I want what you got. And I led him to the Lord. I did. I led him to the Lord. But for 3 days, I didn't cram it down his throat. I didn't preach to his gang members when they came in. And when I was checking out, he was still there. I gave him my card and I said, Hutch, if you ever need a preacher, you call me. And he said, okay, I got saved, but what do I need a preacher for? I said, somebody has to bury your gang members when they die. You can call me and I'll give the same salvation message at their funeral that I gave to you, and you got saved. And I believe with all my heart that those two guys are saved. Because, no, I wasn't, I'm just a sinner, saved by grace, folks. But I'm telling you, people try to cram, I mean, these soul winners, they're real high-powered soul winners, you know, and they go out and they keep score on the end. No, teach your people, preacher, teach your people to live it in front of people at work so they want what you got. They want what that mechanic has. They want what that secretary has. They want what everybody in that's a Christian. They want what you got if you're living it in front of them. And so, anyway, there you go. I have no idea how I got off on that, but it was important, and I gave you that. So the tares and the wheat in the New Testament, the parable of the tares and the wheat. The wheat are Christians. The tares are lost people. And the tares, when they grew in with the wheat until the harvest, the tares looked exactly like the wheat. And so it is today. Jesus brought that down to today, and he said, so it is. Tares and wheat grow together. Saved and lost grow together, but there's a harvest coming, and that's the rapture of the church. And that's why I'm coming at you again today. They grow in the same field. They sit in the same sunlight. They even move in the same wind. But one has life, and the other one is counterfeit. So on today's segment I have left coming up, how do I know I'm wheat and not a tare? How do I know I'm saved and not lost? That's exactly what we're going to talk about today. And over the past few weeks, I've been talking about that, this parable that Jesus gave about that, and I'm going to hit that again today. And the final challenge, how do I know the difference? Well, we'll come back and I'll take care of that. Here's my numbers. Call me today, 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for either this salvation matter or your retirement. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm. Affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients, Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Third and final segment, we got to run. Jot my numbers down. Call me for a no-cost appointment this coming week. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. I ended that last segment with, how do I know if I'm saved or lost? So this is all about the assurance of salvation and giving you hope. But I'll tell you this. If you're even asking that question, that's already evidence the Holy Spirit is working in your life. And tares, lost people, rarely worry about their condition. Wheat worries about that. And so you gotta deal with that, and we can deal with it today. And we're gonna, next week, we're gonna talk about living as wheat in a field of tares. And so let's get into this and talk about true salvation produces change. And I talked about that earlier, 2 Corinthians 5:17, and I'll come to that here in just a little bit. But over the past few weeks, we've been talking about the parable that Jesus gave about the wheat and the tares, the true believers and the counterfeit. And when people hear messages like that, a very natural question comes up. Pastor, how do I know I'm wheat? And that's what we're going to talk about today. And here it is, because salvation isn't just a decision someone makes. It's not so-called praying the sinner's prayer. The thief on the cross said, Lord, today, remember me when you enter into paradise. That was it. They didn't take him down baptizing. They didn't say, okay, follow me in this sinner's prayer, and I got to put it up on Facebook. No, he didn't give his money. No, he didn't join a church. No, he just believed in Jesus Christ as his Savior. And so it's a transformation that God performs. If nothing has changed, something may not have happened. So here's 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. True salvation produces change. Doesn't produce perfection, but change. You begin to see new desires, new direction, new convictions, a new relationship with sin. You may need to change friends. You don't suddenly become sinless, but sin no longer feels comfortable. Salvation doesn't make you sinless, but it makes sin miserable. Tares may reform their behavior, but wheat is reborn. Religion can modify the outside. Only salvation transforms the inside. And one of the clearest evidences of real salvation is fruit. It's fruit. Only Jesus measured spirituality by appearances. He measured it by fruit, not leaves, not claims, fruit. And Matthew 7:16 says, ye shall know them by their fruits. If there's no fruit, it's like the fig tree that bore no fruit, folks, and we're going to get to that. Fruit is not church activity. Fruit is the character produced by the Holy Spirit. And here it is, Galatians 5:22-23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. These are the things God produces in a Christian's, a believer's life. And so tares may have religion. They may have knowledge. They may have appearance and activity. But wheat has life. So we come to the fig tree conversation in Matthew 21, verses 19 to 21. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. Now there was a fig tree that looked healthy, looked alive, but when Jesus examined it, he said, there's no fruit here and it'll never bear fruit. The leaves represented appearance. Fruit represents reality. A tree can look alive. A tear can look alive, but they're dead. God isn't impressed by religious leaves. He's looking for spiritual fruit, folks. Understand, church attendance can be leaves. Bible knowledge can be leaves. Christian vocabulary can be leaves. But a changed life, that's fruit, folks. And Jesus used the fig tree again in another teaching over in Matthew 24, verse 32. He says, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh." When the fig tree begins to bud, you know summer is near. And in the same way, when certain signs appear, you know the season. Folks, discernment isn't guessing. It's recognizing the signs that God has already given. If you are indeed a born-again Christian, by their fruits ye shall know them. Years ago, I was in a business and acquainted with this guy, and we're still friends. But there were times when we roomed together in meetings and conventions and so on, and I'll never forget. He would talk about C.S. Lewis and talk about the Bible. And he talked a good story, but his mouth, every other word was F this and S that and D this and that. By their fruits ye shall know them. The problem today isn't a lack of signs. It's a lack of spiritual perception. Wheat recognizes spiritual seasons, cultural drift, moral decay, prophetic indicators. Tares, they remain asleep. The reason true believers can recognize those things is because God lives inside of them. Understand, when you get saved, you're not perfect. You're still a sinner, but you're saved by grace, but by your fruits. And understand that sin becomes miserable to you, and conviction pops up when you... I sang a song last week, and I sing it in churches. Thanks to Calvary, I don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I don't do the things I used to do. I don't talk like I used to. I don't think like I used to. I don't go to places I used to go. And I say, when you get saved, you may have to get new friends, folks. They'll bring you down if you don't. And so understand that God, when you get saved, here's another thing. When you get saved, you get all of the Holy Spirit. You do. The Holy Spirit doesn't get all of you, but that happens over time. Let me say that again. When you get saved, the Holy Spirit moves in, and your body becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit. But it takes time for the Holy Spirit to get all of you. It may take time for the Holy Spirit to capture all of your thoughts and all of your vocabulary and all of your dress and all of your habits and on and on and on. But I've said for years, you can't go out on Saturday night and get drunk and then expect to get up Sunday morning and go to church and everything be roses. You can't do it. By their fruits ye shall know them. So let's talk about the witness of the Spirit. Romans chapter 8 and verse 16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. That's why when I do what I do, I pastored and built Christian schools for 25 plus years, and I still preach and sing on weekends around the country. But my ministry today is that I record a singing video every Sunday morning that goes out in my Bible Views newsletter and goes. Sam puts it up on Facebook and Sam said there's about 1,000 people that open that and hear it and listen to it and respond and so on. So I'm still in the ministry, but my main ministry today is showing God's people how to be good stewards of God's money. That's important. But understand, when I go and knock on a door, I'm home. Because people have heard me on the radio. They know, first of all, I'm a born-again Christian. They know I'm the husband of Janine, and we have kids and grandkids. They know that I am a constitutional, patriotic American. They know that, conservative. I don't brag about being a Republican, because 90% of the Republican politicians are nothing but wolves in sheep's clothing. They're nothing but Democrats with a Republican title. They're rhinos, Republican in name only. But I am a Christian, constitutional, conservative, patriotic American. So when I am in people's homes, I see Bibles laying around. And it's not unusual, when I've wrapped up whatever it is we're talking about, for somebody to say, "Can we pray?" And we'll join hands. And sometimes they lead in prayer. Sometimes they say, will you pray? Will you pray for our home? Pray for our kids? Pray for our family? And so on. That's not unusual. Why? Because they have the same Holy Spirit dwelling in them that I have dwelling in me. And so the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. True believers have something that the world cannot see, but they know it's there. The Holy Spirit confirms our relationship with God. And that produces inner conviction, assurance of salvation, hunger for Scripture, desire for fellowship, sensitivity to sin. The tares, they're comfortable in sin. They are indifferent to the truth, and they are unmoved by Scripture. Wheat, they're convicted, they're responsive, they're growing. Folks, assurance doesn't come from looking around at other people. It comes from looking inside and seeing what God has done. So you got to ask yourself, do I look like wheat? Do I talk like wheat? Do I dress like wheat? Do I go where wheat goes, or do I go where the tares go? Think about that. You got to ask yourself, has God planted his life in me? Because when God plants his life in a person, fruit will follow. Think about that. So I say again, tares don't ask, am I saved? Christians sometimes do. Let me help you if that's an issue with you. Give me a call, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. I appreciate you listening today. God bless you. See you next week. Bye. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, and they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later, all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities, where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to. And my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until the market tanks. 303-710-3791. 91. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye. Well, there you go. Bible Views Radio Show for today. Hope you enjoyed it, listening to it as much as I enjoy every week doing these one-hour radio shows. The Ron Caskey Show is here on the KLTT listening audience 1 to 2 o'clock on Saturdays, and this Bible Views Radio Show every Sunday 2 to 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. And then, of course, they're archived for 1 week. They're put up on my website at www.roncaskey.com. If you have questions concerning the Bible and what the Bible has to say about any subject, actually, just understand this. I don't debate or argue the Bible. See, a lot of people say, well, God said it. I believe it. That settles it. I got news for you. God said it. That settles it. And speaking of settle it, let me just explain to you the most important thing you could call me about is your salvation. Do you know if you died today that you'd go to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ? If you're not sure of that, by all means, pick up the phone today and call me, and I'll tell you what the Bible says, and it's real simple, but you do need to be born again. You need to be saved. Once we settle that matter of salvation, then we can talk about God's money and how you can protect it, preserve it, and grow it. Now, to do that, you need to get on my calendar for next week. I know it's Sunday. I don't take appointments on Sunday. I don't work this business on Sunday. But I can answer my cell phone. And so if I'm not in church or doing something else this afternoon, then pick up the phone and call me this afternoon or this evening. But one thing you do need to do is set an appointment for this coming week. Give me 30-ish minutes to bring information to you and your spouse, if there is one, at your home or McDonald's, and show you how I can help you protect, preserve, and grow God's money. Here's my toll-free number. As I said, you can use it today, and I'll call you back. Here it is, 877-218-1972. 877-218-1972. Hey, have a blessed Lord's Day. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.